Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
God just is just gracious, and he is beginning to just stir the hearts of the church to begin to have a conversation. He actually shook the nation. We're noticing that, you know, you've seen things happen. You think, well, that was crazy. And then it happens again. You go, that was crazy. And then it's like, oh, my God, that's unjust. And then It's like, what's going on? And so often we just credit so many things to just men and their schemes. Versus like, no, God is picking at a wound that we refuse to carry to him to be healed. He is surfacing things that he wants us to deal with. He wants us. He says, listen, when I was sick, think about it, when I was sick and in bed, you responded to my wound. When I was wounded, you responded to me. That's what he's saying. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was in jail, you visited me. And how often, you know, we have a wrong response to woundings where, you know, it's like, come on, all right already. It's like, no, I'm wounded. I'm in bed. Come and visit me. And this is what some people will say, Jesus said. He said, some people will come to him and say, when did we see you wounded? When did we see you sick in bed? When did we see you thirsty? When did we see you in prison? When did we see you naked and needing clothes? And he says, you know, whatever you did or didn't do to the least of these, you didn't do to me.
Yeah.
So if we don't respond to our brothers and our sisters, and to the woundings, we're not responding to Jesus. That's what he's saying. But this is the way. It's so covert in a way. Sometimes you don't even realize you're just being nice to folks and you're loving on them and they matter to you. And you know, you say, okay, you're wounded, and so let's pray about this. And then God begins to lead with wisdom how to get healed, and they get healed. And same thing with provision, with, you know, clothes and water, whatever. But even these folks will show up in heaven, and he'll say, you know, when I was wounded, you came to me and you healed me. I was sick in bed, you came and visited. And they're even going to say, when did we do this? That's how easy it is. That's how easy it is to miss this.
Yeah,
because Jesus had to explain to everybody, I was everywhere. And some of you missed me, and you actually ministered to me, but you didn't even know you were ministering to me. Which to me says, honor everybody. Do everything you can for everybody you can during the time, because we're all going to appear before the judgment seat like that, and he's going to tell us, how do we do? And the truth is, he's saying, you know, the ones who did not recognize him, the ones who refused to do good towards mankind, the horizontal relationships, their vertical relationship was not, it didn't end well. Mm-mm. He said, away from me, you wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, wicked person. I never knew you.
Yeah.
And it's like, so we can determine where we are in God based in the vertical, based on how we treat people in the horizontal. Not how religious we are. Do we love folks? Do we think well of them? Do we honor them? And you could go, you could be shot right now. Oh my goodness, I've been so mean to everybody. But, you know, you can repent. You can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life if you haven't yet. Go to meetmyfather.org. We tell you some of our stories. But know that it matters in the internal and your eternal life, how you treat folks. And it's not like you don't earn salvation. But the very fact that you are saved, guess what? You actually have fruit in your life and how you treat people.
Yeah. We'll say maturity in God is not how much we know, but how much, you know, we obey of what we know, how much is actually in our lives. And so if what's in our lives is not matching what we know, we need to start focusing more on the fruit manifesting in our life. And what greater fruit than to have the fruit of love?
And we're going to be talking about in today's program, and we have a segment from, you know, Benjamin Watson with the New Orleans Saints.
From
brother
where?
In the Lord.
New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, Saints, the football team.
Wow.
A good one.
Something good coming out of the Saints?
I slept in a jersey last night.
Oh, my.
Jersey.
Wow.
I would like to sleep in a couple more. But so if you want to send me some Saints jerseys, I'm all for, not the jersey. No, not the jersey. But just whatever it is. I don't know whatever it is.
The shirt.
But, you know, small. We'll talk.
Yeah.
Let's just communicate offline about
just
that.
Check the torch.
Check the torch. But they that man, he took he just obviously abides with God, and he was just sincere, and he is, you know, strong, so he can defend himself.
Yeah.
But he just kind of shared his heart about, you know, the results with Ferguson and what's happening throughout America with all the different instances that are going on right here. And the way he responded, because we're having this conversation, race in the church, you know, in Revelation chapter 7, just so you know this, when we are before the throne of God, those that are going to be with God forever is from every tribe, tongue, and nations, from every race. All of us are coming together. We're all going to be eating together at the banquet.
Yeah, marriage of the Lamb.
Yeah, marriage. Yeah, exactly. And so if you don't like sitting with me now, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not going to work out well. I mean, we got to love each other.
Yeah. You may have special seating somewhere else.
Yeah, right. Can you put in the non-air conditioned area on the other side of the abyss? And so so you're looking for sanity, right? I mean, you look for sanity from, you know, Washington, D.C., and you're like, are you stoking the flames and creating division or what? I mean, help, you know, help us out. And Chuck Pierce prophetically made this statement. We've talked about it. You can go back and listen to all the prophecies we have available for you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com to be able to do that. But he says that the world's leadership is going to be stuck until the church leadership breaks loose and moves into the where God wants it to go. And what we're doing is we're holding on to old mindsets. And I love what, you know, Pastor Joshua
Bonhoeffer
from Klondike Baptist Church in the Gulf Coast, that he loves God, loves others, loves people, and loves his city.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That was so cool. And that's our, you know, love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. But he made this statement, you can see it in the earlier program, you know, new laws will not change old hearts, but the gospel will. It'll change nations.
Mm.
And Pastor Lynn Ballinger with Jubilee Church, you know, talks about, you know, that the gospel works in everywhere we are, in every nation. It's time for us again to return back to the gospel in America, because it'll change hearts. It just does. I remember this. I wish I had this with me. Maybe we'll have it here on this program before the break is out. But I was speaking on this years ago, and just the gospel and the truth of what God says, that, you know, you know Jesus is walking along with his very own disciples on the Emmaus Road. He's already risen from the dead. And they didn't recognize Jesus because he came to them in a different form. And earlier we just found out a lot of people don't recognize Jesus when it is Jesus, you know, the body of Christ. And so they didn't even recognize him. And so often, you know, Jesus is going to show up in a form that you're not familiar with, especially probably the area of if you have any sin in your heart, any division, any pride in your heart. That's how he's going to show up in that way, and he's going to deal with that area of your life. And if you don't think that you think your race is the only race, you know, that can be saved or whatever, I don't know what that stuff comes from. But guess, you know, Jesus is going to show up in a different race, and you're going to miss it. And I was talking about that. And so when I'm preaching about, they're just talking. We had about a couple hundred men there. I think it was all men. Power of God was just present. It was a lot to that. But all of a sudden, one of the men comes out of the audience. He comes out of the audience, and he walks up to me at a moment of prayer, and he hands me this. He says, listen, the Lord told me to give this to you. And you don't know what it was? It was a rebel flag belt buckle. And he said, the Lord told me that this is wrong, and I shouldn't have this.
Mm.
Did I say anything about that? No, I just preached the gospel. I just preached the good news, the love of God, the authentic word of God, and the Spirit of God came to him and said, get that off of you. That's not good. And I have that actually on, well, hopefully before this program's out, we'll be able to have that. But it's like, that's how it works. It's not us creating some law to change some heart. It's us preaching the gospel, and the Spirit of God will deal with us in 10,000 different ways.
That's right.
And then all of us will move forward dealing with our own personal sin. But if we just focus on the one particular sin, it's like, you know, it's like distraction for others. They're like, yeah, let's focus on it.
Right.
Instead of saying, you know what? Just preach the gospel. There's power in the blood. There's power in the cross. And we get back, though, this is exactly what Benjamin Watson is talking about. But first you're going to see where he starts bringing this answer up. And guess what happens to his interview at CNN? They cut him off. Wow. But we have another interview. They didn't cut him off on a whole different network. You got to see it. So here I am. I'm just, you know, at that time, pretty much, I was probably naive quite a bit. I'm always shocked. I'm like, no, people don't like people. You know, I'm always like, oh my goodness, I thought they were in the ministry. Anyway, so I thought they were Christians. My first entrustment of ministry was to married couples, young married couples. And I was in ministry at that time with Pastor John Kilpatrick, which is a spiritual father to me. And he trusted me with this ministry. And I'll never forget, I went out there and did a sport with the Mary folks. Mm. And they're playing volleyball. You know, and it just, I mean, it was vicious. It was vicious. I could not believe that Pat, no, the, no, seriously, he was not.
That was BC.
And so, but you know, husbands were spiking the volleyball down in his wife's face on the other side and going, yes, you know, it's so funny, you know. So I have the video, but we have the big VHS things and stuff, you know, we were shooting some video of that. And I came back and I'd say, I don't think some of them are saved. Right? Do you want to see it? I said, do you want to see it? He's like, no, I don't want to see it.
Did you burn it?
No. I don't know. I have no idea what happened to it, actually.
Interesting.
But I obviously, you know, I was just naive. The thing is that we have issues and we have to work through things, and sure, Pat's just real competitive.
Absolutely. And, right? Pray for him. Add him to your prayer list. Yeah, right.
But, you know, so here I am. I'm preaching. I mean, the powerful move of God, the revival's taking place. The nations are coming. I'm speaking, I guess, to about 200 men, maybe 200 or 300 men packed in there.
Packed.
And God's moving powerfully. The presence of God, you're talking about the glory of God will unify us, right? And we're fixing to get to Benjamin Watson, but understand this is what he's talking about Jesus Christ is the answer. And that literally like smoke appeared over the, it was like maybe 25-foot ceilings or something. And the whole top of this meeting here, I thought there was a fire, but it was just the glory of God appeared over these men. But yet it didn't, the men were raising their hands praising God, but it didn't. I was wondering, asked the question, Lord, why wouldn't this glory be on the men? And he said, because they have unclean hands. Mm-hmm. And he says in Malachi, he says, you know, wash me with laundry detergents, basically. Mm-hmm. And then God began to show me that we've got to, you know, go through this journey of dealing with sin in our lives and all that type of thing. But as I was preaching the gospel, and I'm not talking about anything other than, you know, you didn't recognize Jesus. He's coming to you in a different form, that, you know, we're all different races and all this. This guy walks up with a pair of boots on, and jeans on, and just rugged looking dude. And he says, listen, he said, the Lord told me that I'm supposed to give this to you. This is my belt buckle. And look what he gave me. This is what this man gave me. I don't know if you could see that, if you could see it in the light. Can you see that? Mm-hmm. It's a belt buckle that he gave me. And it's a belt buckle of a rebel flag. And you know what the Lord said to him? I didn't say it. And this is the key to it. You can't, this is what Pastor Joshua
Walnoffer
said. It's so important. New laws will not change old hearts, but the gospel will do that. You know what caused him to want to give up this belt buckle? It wasn't anything I said about a belt buckle or a flag or anything. It was when the presence of God showed up and the glory of God showed up and the Holy Spirit dealt with him individually. And on his own, he came up and he gave this thing to me. And that's before I even really knew what was happening. Yeah. And so if we want to see hearts change, we want people to see people. He knew he loved God, so he wanted to do whatever God wanted. Mm-hmm. And when we love God, he can bring us through these things. But if we start focusing on a sin or focusing on an issue, then all of a sudden, it's amazing how that works. You have people protesting back and forth. The answer is the gospel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.